Jalen Jacoby is presented by Allstate. Get protected from mayhem this year when you switch and save with Allstate.
Hey, this is the Magic Man, and you're watching my homeboy, Jalen and Jacoby.
He's Jalen Rose, I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that
boss
we do?
Up and get a people!
Yes.
What they want.
Jalen Rose. We're going to talk about how bad the Lakers looked against the Nuggets last night. However, I don't think that should be the lead story. I think the lead story should be how good the Nuggets looked against the Lakers, especially my guy, the Stretch Mark 5. 31 points, 13 rebounds, and 9 assists. Jalen.
The back-to-back MVP reigning in the NBA. And you know I love to describe guys that are a him.
He's a him.
Definitely.
A him.
The points, the rebounds, the assists, the one leg step back three.
What was that?
Left-handed pass to the cutter. I literally said at halftime, the Joker's going to take over in the second half in the paint and in the third quarter. And it was masterful to watch how he just literally picked the Lakers apart almost like a quarterback that's surgically moving his team down the field.
Like a Peyton Manning vibe. You know who I love in the NBA, Jalen Rose?
Who's that?
Bones Highland. I love Bones Highland. Like if you were like, who's the MVP? I'd be like, Bones Highland. Tell me I'm not right.
Well,
I love him so much.
Well, I have another MVP that plays on their team too. Bruce Brown.
Yeah.
I love him.
The Nets are missing him right now.
We talked about him being a cutter. Now he makes threes.
He's like a 6'6" roll guy. You know what I mean? He's like the best screen roll guy, and he's like my height.
And he makes threes now too.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm really happy to see the resurgence of the Nuggets trying to get themselves together. I know Michael Porter Jr. didn't play, but Aaron Gordon.
Yeah.
And to see Jamal Murray have a big dunk.
Great. He didn't look great, but he's working his way back.
Absolutely. And so, again, what Michael Malone is doing with that team and the player development, you mentioned guys like Bones Highland, the Nuggets are legit.
Okay, it's time to talk about the Lakers. Let's do it.
Not
Let's
bad meaning bad, but bad meaning good.
No, this is bad meaning bad. No, this is bad
Nuggets.
Meaning bad. This is bad. The Lakers are bad. And what this year has turned into, in my opinion, is LeBron's going to pass Kareem, and that's going to be the highlight of Lakers' season.
See, the one thing about team sports that I appreciate is people don't care what happened yesterday. It's all about what you're doing right now. And when I see LeBron James and I see Anthony Davis, those are clearly two of the greatest players to ever play in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
Anthony Davis should be a little past his prime, but not in decline. And going into this game, he was playing really well.
They both played pretty good.
23 points. He was averaging 8 boards, you know, 3 blocks, and
it's not
three
them.
Steals.
They're not the numbers. Problem.
But here's what I want to get to, though. And this is the same with Kyrie and KD. You need your best player's productivity to lead you to wins. And how does that happen? It's making the people around you better if you're able. See, that's the responsibility of your best player.
That's what Jokic does.
Correct. And so what happens with the Lakers, it highlights how bad they can't shoot because their two best players, in particular LeBron James, is a creator. Mm-hmm. So now he dribble driving, and when he kicks it out to Nunn or he kicks it out to Pat Bev or whoever's on the perimeter, when they don't make the shots, it's obvious. And for AD and LeBron, you know what I would like to see them do then? You know what I like to see them do?
What's that?
Try to go for 35 and 40 each every night.
I'll see it happening. I mean, they're both playing pretty well, but I really think that this Lakers season, they're not going to contend. They might lose in the first round, that's fine, but I think this Lakers season has turned into the LeBron James is going to pass Kareem. When and where is that going to happen? How is that going to happen, and how can we make that the biggest moment in sports? If I was in charge of NBA entertainment right now, I'd be looking at the calendar, start booking guests, and start making that show a thing, because that's going to be the biggest night of the season, and it's going to happen.
K Can't be him. El Capitan. The fire I spit burned down Happy Land. Ooh, look at how.
Oh, which way you
I'm
going?
I'm in a dream shake.
Look which way you're going.
And these ain't layups. You know what I'm saying? That's
they're layups.
10 feet, 15 feet. He shot that thing out to 18 feet. That's a soft touch. And imagine, after not playing for so very long, Kareem is still the NBA's all-time leading scorer without shooting threes.
Never shot a three.
Incredible.
So, Jalen, you spoke about your best player leading you to victories.
Yes.
Your best player making the players around you better.
Ding, ding, ding.
And that was what happened last night with the Milwaukee Bucks. Giannis Antetokounmpo, not a great first half. Like, the first half did not look good against the Nets, but then in the second half, he was just absolutely unstoppable, and he did exactly what you said. He was the player, the rising tide that floated all of the Bucks' boats.
See, in the 90s, the primary ball handler, mid to late 90s, the responsibility started to change. With guys like Gary Payton, Stephon Marbury, Allen Iverson, Rod, but those three guys that could possibly lead the team in shot attempts, points, and assists. Normally, the role of that person was to feed the other 14 guys. And the reason why I bring that up is because that became a perimeter-driven league.
Mm-hmm.
And then it became a wing-driven league with guys like LeBron and Kobe and D-Wade and Kawhi Leonard, Kevin Durant. But now, it's been a resurgence of the dominant bigs. Joel Embiid led the league in scoring last year.
We just saw Jokic.
We just talked about Jokic. We're showing Giannis right now. And the numbers that Giannis has put up, he had like almost 90 points in the last two games.
Tough. Like.
And you, like, get, you give him the you give him the ball on the post, and he goes one-on-one.
Too small.
With all respect to Ben Simmons, he doesn't have a chance. But this is like in a fight when you've been given body blow, body blow, body blow, and that was the head shot. That's why, like, he did it just too small. And that's going to be an issue for the Nets all season when they go against other bigs that can pound the paint. And Giannis is going to be that figure that always does that when they see him. I clearly see that.
So now it's time, like we did last time, we celebrated the winning team. Let's talk about the losing team.
Okay.
Nets, so far, Jalen Rose, I love Ben Simmons. And I love Ben Simmons' game. And I believe that Ben Simmons in 2 months, 3 months will be the old Ben Simmons that we saw before. And I believe in this Nets team long term. Will I still believe in 2-3 months like I feel like I will?
So what do you believe?
I believe that Ben Simmons is in a perfect basketball position for his skill set. He does not ask to dribble. He is not asked to create. He is not asked to score. He's not asked to shoot. He's asked to defend, be in transition, and finish.
One of the J&J-isms that we put into the lexicon is gauging success
on realistic expectations.
On realistic expectations. So I have a follow-up. What is that for you as it relates to the Nets this season?
Conference finals.
They're not making the conference finals.
I disagree.
And I'll just say this. It's one thing to analyze a player. So as a multimedia personality, that's what we do. But it's another thing to evaluate a player. That's also what I'm charged to do. And what I see in Ben Simmons is a player that can give you a floor game, Jacoby. Give me the assists. Give me the rebounds. Give me the defense. But he's not going to be a double-figure scorer.
No.
And since he's not going to be a double-figure scorer, that means he won't be an all-star.
It's fine. He's got two all-stars on the team already.
I'm just saying. So what I'm saying, and what ends up happening is, as a player, the more you move around, the less you become the marquee. But also, the older you get, the more you have to reinvent yourself. That's what we're seeing possibly with Russell Westbrook with L.A. And now that's what I'm seeing with Ben Simmons. Go from being the second-best player in Philly to the third-best player here, all NBA-caliber player, all-star-level player. But now he's going to have to master the role of being one of the best players in the game that probably won't be an all-star.
Kyrie Irving was very encouraging about him in his post-game sound. However, during the game, there was this little instance that I want your analysis on. This happened during the game. Let's watch it.
Irving. Shoot it, bitch! Simmons didn't even look at the basket.
You guys keep coming here asking me, like, what about Ben? What about Ben? And it's just, he hasn't played in 2 years. Give him a chance. You know what I mean? We stay on his stay on. I wish I could say other words because I'm from Jersey, but we stay on him. And, like, you just stay on him. And we're just here to give him positive affirmations while he's out there and just let him hoop.
Interesting. He yelled, shoot it, Ben, at him. And I didn't even think that was even a great shot. Not like he had an open layup or anything. Like, he was kind of in traffic.
Well, you know this. Anybody that's played and been around the game for so very long, there's certain isms that happen during the game. And when you create a shot for somebody,
you want them to shoot it.
You want them to shoot the ball.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's just a function of an orchestra, right? Everybody has to move in sync. The band has to be with the trumpet, has to be with the piano, has to be with the songstress. Like, everybody has to be in unison, and you need them to shoot that. But some of these isms, like open for a reason, or he with us, like, those are psychological. And like I've said from the beginning, as long as I see Ben shooting free throws and threes with his left hand, but shooting running hooks and layups with his right hand, that psychological barrier for me is why he doesn't have the confidence to attempt shots outside of the paint.
When we talk about the best teams in the East, we usually talk about the Bucks, the Sixers, the Nets, the Celtics. Are we sure we should not be including the Toronto Raptors in that conversation? Because I am not. I'm starting to believe that this team, this Toronto Raptor team, is one of the best teams in the Eastern Conference. And when I say out of my lips into this microphone that the Nets should be in the Eastern Conference championship, I'm not so sure that the Raptors won't be there.
Gather around the campfire, boys and girls. I want to teach you something.
They're going to teach me. Let's go.
All of the things the Raptors are the things that the Nets aren't.
Mm, explain.
Superstar laden.
Nope.
Play hard every night.
Yep.
Physical on defense.
Just play defense.
The ability to switch with four or five people at a time.
Everything.
See, Pascal Siakam has had at least 20 in every game. He's had games where he's had double-figure assists.
He had 13 assists last night.
He had double-figure rebounds. Okay. OG Anunoby, the reigning rookie of the year. Scotty Barnes. All of these guys, Fred VanVleet is the only guy that's not switchable based on how they like to play. And so they're going to play with effort. They're going to play with discipline. And people forget they just won a championship a couple of years ago.
That was a different team. DeRozan, Lowry, Leonard, like, that's a different team.
DeRozan wasn't with them.
Good point.
Leonard was with them. But here's the remnants of that team, though, still are Masai Ujiri and Nick Nurse. Nick Nurse is one of the best coaches in the entire NBA. And so he's maximizing literally an underdog mentality for the Raptors, a squad like you just mentioned, that as we talk about the best teams in the East, they get overlooked. But when you see them on the schedule, you're like, I got to go to bed tonight.
It's a great point.
I got to go to bed tonight. Joel Embiid hates playing against the Raptors. And it's not because they got another big that's going to average play, post them up and score 30. Jaylen, it's because they all around at all times.
You famously have never been dunked on. Is it because you do things like Joel Embiid did just
correct?
Right there? Yeah.
Business decision. Joel, like, these, they got four. Look, all these dudes driving. So look, he had to stop VanVleet.
You want me to help? You want me to help the baseline then block the dunk?
And then Ochoa comes slashing down the lane. He like, this is another dude. Like, man, I'm not jumping up in here.
Jaylen, Aaron Rodgers was famously off the ayahuasca. And I don't know if it helped him, but he's got more to say. We'll tell you what that is right after this. I'm going to do ayahuasca this offseason.
By yourself.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Coming to you live from the Seaport here in New York City above the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby, Jalen Rose. Yesterday we played some sound of Aaron Rodgers being critical of his teammates. And what usually happens when something like that happens in sports media, the next day they apologize. That's not what Aaron Rodgers did. Here is what Aaron Rodgers had to say again about his teammates.
One of those guys has a problem with it. I'm right here. I'd love to have a conversation. I enjoy those conversations. I don't understand why people have a problem with things that are truthful. I'm calling things the way I see it. People don't think I need to air that stuff out. That's their opinion. But I'm doing what I think is the best interest of our guys.
Jalen, is this refreshing honesty from a clear mind? Or is this someone using the media for things that should be said behind closed doors?
I'm not ignoring that they've been 13-3 under Matt LaFleur last couple of years. Mm-hmm. And Aaron Rodgers is a future Hall of Famer, has won Super Bowl championship.
I feel like there's a buck coming.
They lost the last 2 years to Jimmy Garoppolo and the San Francisco 49ers. In both of those seasons, I sat in this chair and I said what I'm about to say right now. Aaron Rodgers ain't winning another championship with the Packers. And I think he's starting to see that too. Hmm. That's the frustration that he has. He understands what greatness looks like. He also understands when he knows that they're not close to it. That's what I see. An all-time great player that realizes this likely ain't gonna happen here. So I'm just putting out there, it's going to be interesting for me to see after this year if he really wants to even be there anymore. That's what I see. I see somebody that's trying to be on his main source. He's looking at the front door.
Well, he just signed a contract.
I know he did.
Multi-year. And
I know he
after
did.
That, Davante Adams signed a contract with another team. Mm-hmm. And here he is. When he talks about these things and his teammates, I don't think he's talking about defensive players. I don't think he's even talking about the offensive line. I think he's talking about his receivers. And the idea that Davante Adams is no longer there, the idea that he re-signed and then Davante Adams left, I think is really the domino that led to all of these problems.
Let me teach all of you guys something. All-time great players earn the autonomy with organizations on who stays and who goes. Do not believe that Aaron Rodgers didn't look at somebody and say, we'll be okay without Davante. We'll be okay without Valdez-Scantling.
Mm-hmm. Good point. They didn't just lose Davante.
Correct. And so he felt like he's going to take what this offseason? Ayahuasca. Right? And everything was going to be okay. He wasn't saying, I got a young group.
It makes him a better
lover. We got to work hard. We're going to figure this thing out. That's what I see. I see somebody that realizes the light at the end of the tunnel is a train. And he won't win another championship in Green Bay.
Right now it is time for signature segment here at Jalen and Jacoby. Soft move or boss move? The Broncos have some work to do. They're not living up to expectations. And they're going to play the Jaguars in London. So on the flight between Denver and London, here is how Russell Wilson spent his time. Let's listen to him tell us.
First 2 hours I was watching the film,
watching all the cut-ups and everything else. And then for the next 4 hours, I was doing treatment on the plane. I was walking up and down the aisles. Everybody was knocked out. I was doing high knees and working on my legs and everything else, you know, making sure I'm ready to rock. So that was good. And then the last hour of that, I fell asleep for 1 hour, and I watched the film the rest.
Jalen, Russell Wilson gets a lot of criticism, especially on the internet. And some of it's fair, some of it's unfair. But these are the types of things that he gets criticism for. You're telling me that you spent 2 hours watching film, and then you're working out on the plane while everyone's sleeping, and then maybe you slept for 45 minutes? On an 8-hour flight, how many hours would you spend asleep?
Russ, why are you doing this to me? Like, I'm the person that comes on this show every single day, whether it was Seattle or Denver. I talked about how Russell Wilson doesn't deserve the slander that he gets based on having what people consider a quote-unquote, corny personality, right?
Yep.
And I always tried to make sure that I stood behind him as a football player. But, Russ, you're doing me wrong.
Dude, he is doing you wrong.
I've been on a lot of airplanes, homie. And so you studying for 2 hours is your job. You going up and down the aisle 4 hours. Where's LL when I need him? That's a lie.
3 hours.
That's a lie.
40 minutes maybe.
I just saw LL the other day. That's a lie. And then here's the other thing. Don't try to make it like you working harder than everybody else.
Everybody else was knocked out.
They are knocked out and you're doing high knees, but they're playing in the game and you're not.
Yeah. Just making sure he's ready to rock, Jalen. You know what? I think he used the right word. There's nothing wrong with being corny. You know what I mean? He just needs to look in the mirror and be like, you know what? I'm not cool.
Yeah.
I'm a lot of things. I'm a great football player. I'm a great husband. I'm a great man. Maybe I'm not cool. But you know one word that you use that he is? He's corny. And you got to stop defending him. You got to stop defending him. Jalen, I have news. Your guy, Jared Montana.
Let's go! That's my quarterback!
Says he has fixed the Lions. We'll show you exactly what Jared Montana said right after this short break. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, every day we have a show. What do we do?
Acknowledge the unfortunate fact that Brittany Griner still now wrongfully detained 252 grueling days. So we wish her a speedy, safe return to the United States.
Jalen Rose, I have great news for the Lions and Lions fans. Jared Goff, Jared Montana, has figured it all out. He's dropping too deep. That was a bad habit.
That's what
he's not
going to
do anymore. So now they're going to blow out the Dolphins. And what's happening this weekend in Detroit?
That's what the great ones do. Jared Montana in front of Jalen and Jacoby and our audience. We're going to be there to give the people what they want. And you get a chance to enjoy the football game versus the Dolphins.
Go to DetroitLions.com/Jalen and Jacoby. Join us. Watch the Dolphins. The Lions beat the Dolphins. That's on Sunday. We'll be back tomorrow, ESPN 2.
Thank you.
4 p.m.
You're far too kind.
Give us a beat, Brandy. We always say we give the people what they want, and now we're not just giving them what they want. We're giving away tickets to the live podcast recording
from
Ford Field in downtown Detroit, where they have strawsages. Get a Bloody Mary at Ford Field, you get a strawsage. It's a straw that's also a sausage. That's the most Midwestern thing I've ever seen in my life. And I'll never forget Monday night after the Jalen Rose Leadership Academy golf outing. Jalen gets me and Ben Lyons tickets to the game. Gone. He's in the suite with the important people.
Antoine Fuqua and Uncle Denzel Washington.
That's messed up, man. I want to see Uncle Denzel. Denzel. I call him Denzel.
Correct. So here's what I want to teach everybody. First off, learn when you're the plus one.
I'm rarely not.
And in that case, that was me.
Good point.
So I couldn't be showing up bringing two or three people with me.
You couldn't bring two corny white dudes. That's what you're saying.
No, it wasn't even that.
That's what it was.
It wasn't like, even that. You got to think about it like this. I'm texting with them. They say, we're going to send somebody to come get you.
Yeah.
So when that person comes to get me, it can't be four of us.
I understand. I'm not mad at you.
That's
you got mad at me when you were walking away and you called my phone and you saw me see your name and not pick up.
So David Jacoby is walking down the street in downtown Detroit. I'm literally walking a half a block behind him, been speeding up right behind him. I call him on the phone. He looks down at his phone and puts it back in his pocket.
Sure did. I talk to you all the time. And there's nothing you have to say that I haven't heard. And we are about to get the people what they want. DetroitLions.com/Jalen and Jacoby. $99 gets you into the game and into the live pod going from 11:30 to 12:30 from Ford Field. But Jalen graciously has spent his semi-hard-earned money. And he's bought tickets that he's going to give out to callers of our program.
As many as possible.
So, tomorrow is all voicemails. Today is all voicemails. But today, we're going to give away tickets to our favorite callers, 985-80-JALEN. And Jalen is so generous, I'd be shocked if there's one caller that you don't give away tickets to. Let's listen to the first one.
Jalen and Jacoby, what up, Joe? This is Sean from GR Michigan. Shout to Reg the Ledge. I'm listening to the pod right now. And I heard you tell me to call in, leave a voicemail, and make my case for coming to the Lions game and the live Jalen and Jacoby show. My 5-year-old son is a diehard Lions fan just like his daddy. And every weekend he asks me, when are we going to the game, daddy? When are we going to the game? Now, I'm from Detroit. I went to Notre Dame Harper Woods, 8 Mile and Kelly, and I'm looking to come back home. I'm looking to take my son to a game. And he loves the pod. When I get home from work and hop out the truck, he comes out to the driveway. First thing he says, Daddy, what up, Joe? So make me and my son happy with your generosity. Send us to the Lions, the Dolphins. We want to stop by the pod, the live show, get daps, show love, and just show my son that his daddy's number one. Love you guys. Keep getting them checks. Respect.
This man called 3 times. This man had his wife call. This man wants a father-son day at Ford Field with Jalen and Jacoby and with Jared Montana. Jalen, does he cross the threshold of someone that you think maybe he can get tickets?
Absolutely, he's getting tickets for him and his son. And let me rewind what's happening this Sunday for those that haven't closely been paying attention. Go to DetroitLions.com/Jalen and Jacoby. And let me tell you what you're going to get for $99. You're going to get a chance to see the Detroit Lions and Jared Montana under center. Aiden Hutchinson, hopefully Swift returns, playing for the Lions. Dan Campbell on the sideline.
You know what just came to my mind?
Tua Tagovailoa.
On defense, you got Hutchinson. On offense, you got Hockenson. Hutchinson and Hockenson.
And Hockenson going to have a big fantasy week this weekend, I promise you. And on the other side, Tua Tagovailoa, Tyreek Hill, Jaylen Waddle, they'll be there this Sunday. That right there is worth the price of admission. But you get more. You get to see Jalen and Jacoby and the return of Reg the Ledge on the ones and twos for $99.
Intimate setting. Intimate setting.
You go to a Jalen and Jacoby show, that could be $150.
So here's my concern.
You go to a Lions game, normally that could be $200.
I don't want to let Sean's son down.
No.
Right?
No.
So I'm just concerned about the follow-up.
Okay.
So we got to get back with Sean, and we got to get him his tickets because he certainly deserves them.
Yep.
And I'm going to look in the audience, and I'm going to see a father and son duo.
Yes.
I'm going to know that it's Sean from Grand Rapids. I can't wait for that. We got to follow up with Sean. He gets tickets. Let's listen to the next caller. We want some tickets to see Jalen and Jacoby from Ford Field.
What up, though, Jalen and Jacoby? It's Devin from the 313. I kind of need them tickets, man. So I'm a light little story for you. I went to your school, graduated in 2016, made a lot of amazing relationship with people there. You know, still people that I speak to this day, including a girl that I met there in the 10th grade. Got together, stayed together through college. And now we have a baby. On Sunday, she wants me, our daughter, and her to take pictures with her side of the family. I've never really been a family portrait type of guy. So I'm trying to find a way out of the picture. While I'm thinking about it, I got a soft move or a boss move for y'all. I would much rather drive up to SDSU to get my little brother and bring him to see Jalen and Jacoby in the Detroit Lions. So soft move or boss move, using Jalen and Jacoby in the Detroit Lions to get out of taking family photos. Y'all let me know what y'all think about that, man. Y'all keep up the good work. I love what y'all doing.
We got to talk to Devin.
Yeah, we got to have a long last Devin. Night, I had a long talk with Devin. Myself.
Devin.
Get him, Dad.
Part of being in a relationship is doing things you don't want to do. It's sacrifice. It's making your priorities not a priority and making her priorities a priority. And if she wants you to take pictures, she ain't asking you to build a house. She's not asking you to go camping for 3 days. She's not asking you to lose 100 pounds. She's not asking you to do anything difficult. She just wants you to put on a nice outfit and smile. That's all. So, Devin, soft move using Jalen and Jacoby as an excuse to not take the family photos.
Devin, this is a soft move. And even though I'm going to give you ready for this? Devin, I need you to sort this out. And if you can, you get 4 tickets.
Whoa!
You get 4 tickets,
but don't
Devin.
Show up without the family photos.
But you got to take the family photos.
Got to do that in the morning.
Let me tell you why. I got one word for you, young brother. Legacy. I look back at being a child of the 70s, and technology clearly wasn't as advanced as it is now. And it's so very hard for me to see pictures of my childhood or family photos and things of that nature. You know why? A, because of technology, and B, because of a broken family dynamic.
Oh, Jalen, that made me cry.
And I want you, young brother, to do what you can to break generational curses.
Yes. And can you talk about legacy? Let's talk about the legacy that this man explained about the Jalen Rose Leadership Academy, which is also going to get a piece of every single ticket that gets sold, because Devin met his lady where?
At JRLA.
Right there at the Jalen Rose Leadership Academy. And now they have what?
A child.
A child. When you say the word legacy, Jalen, I just want to say that in a very small part, you are a part of this family's legacy.
Yes.
And that's an amazing thing. You guys do so many great things at Jalen Rose Leadership Academy, but I bet this was something that you did not expect going into it, that families will be born out of that building. Devin, you can come to the show. Jalen's going to give you tickets. But when you come to the show, I need to see your phone with some family photos on it.
I want to go a step further, if it's okay.
I'll kick him out.
I want you to bring your brother, and I want you to bring her and the baby.
We got
4
room.
Tickets.
We got room.
So let us know,
Devin. Take the family photo with us.
Boom.
Come on, Devin.
And Devin, make sure you do the sacrifices necessary to integrate yourself in her family and taking family photos. They're for legacy. Put on a nice outfit, get a cut, brush your teeth, stand there with your child, which you better have, and represent.
Important question for you. We have 2 Jalen Rose Leadership Academy Jaguars listening to this program. They graduated in 2015 and 16. They're young leaders. Does that mean we should stop talking about pooping and going to strip clubs?
Well, we talk about stuff that we did when we weren't washed up.
Okay. Because maybe we should take some more responsibility
for
our audience.
Hey, dog, let me tell you something. When I started talking about pictures when I was young, those ain't photos. Those are artifacts. You know what I'm saying?
Like it's an oil painting
exactly.
of Jalen's
family. Those are artifacts. He dusting them off and barely holding them up.
Oh, we got time for one more call. One more chance for you to get into the building, Ford Field, and see Jalen and Jacoby. Of course, every single person listening to this podcast right now can join us. Go to DetroitLions.com/Jalen and Jacoby. You get a ticket to the live pod and a ticket to the game. And you contribute to the Jalen Rose Leadership Academy. Let's listen to one more voicemail.
What up, Doug? My favorite uncle, Jalen and Jacoby. I currently live in Cleveland, but I'm originally from that 313, born and raised. I got a couple. Oh, first thing first, shout out Reg, the whole staff. You already know the deal. First thing first, I got a couple reasons I feel like I deserve them tickets, man. Come see my uncles, first off. Second off, I just got newly engaged to my fiance, 6 years. Been engaged for about a year. We expecting in March. Also for Jacoby, I just dropped a 30-piece nugget in my rec league game on Monday. Yes, sir. So I'm just trying to make that 2.5-hour trip back up to the D, see some family, see the see my Lions, see my favorite uncles, man. Yes, sir. Also, soft move or boss move, bringing a fiance to the game, or bringing favorite cuz or something like that, or one of my boys. Appreciate it. Much love.
Okay. Couple things. Number one, 30 points in a rec league game. That's like 50 in an NBA game.
Especially if it's running time.
It's definitely running time. There's no rec leagues without running time. There's no rec leagues without running time.
Bucket?
The 30 points is a lot.
You're a bucket. 3-1-3.
Great about myself for scoring 11 yesterday.
I love hearing a Detroit or a Michigander in Ohio putting in work, getting buckets, scoring 30 on them cats.
I'm Jalen, earmuffs. You're not going to want to hear this. Don't bring the fiance, dog. She won't appreciate it the same way your favorite cuz will. And we support power couples. And my wife is my strength. My wife, I am nothing without the support and partnership with my woman. But I ain't taking her to a football game. we ain't going to a football game together. So that's time to bring your homie or your favorite cuz. That's my advice to you.
Well, hold on.
And congratulations on the impending fatherhood, my guy.
And first and foremost, you're absolutely getting 2 tickets. Second, you're dismissing if she really likes sports or not.
No, I'm not. Also, she's pregnant, so she won't be drinking. So she'll be counting your drinks. Dude, that free, great ride home, though. That's one thing I love about my wife being pregnant. Designated driver, easy.
So there you go. See, hold on. That's where I was going. See, hold on. There you go. You might want to modify that
Ubers.
Now, huh?
Save yourself some money right there.
There you go. Make sure you DM your info. We'll see you this weekend at the show.
Okay. Tuts is telling me, our producer, Nicholas Tuts, said, we're not done. We're not done.
We're not done.
We're not done. He said we got one more voicemail. Let's listen to it.
What up, though? It's Jamal from Detroit. I went to y'all first live show at St. Andrews. I'll never forget. Jalen had the lobster pizza and everything, and I'm like, I'll never eat that. And no lie, your mom was sitting like above us, and when you were passing out the pizza, whatever, well, people pass out the pizza while you guys were on stage doing your live podcast, your mom told me how good it was and convinced me to try it. And every time I go downtown and go to the pizza spot, that's what I get. On top of that, the food that you guys were serving, outside of the pizza that you spent all that money for, which was very good, me and my then girlfriend loved it. You know, it was just a good show. I've been waiting on you to come back and do another one. But I want to actually donate. I want to buy a couple of tickets. And all the tickets that you're going to give away, I want to donate 2 more just to whoever, you know, whoever you decide to give them to. I love the podcast. Keep it coming. And I'll see y'all when I see y'all.
Wow. Big shout to Jamal. We've been doing this show 11 years. I lost my mom February 2nd. Of 2021, around 8:20 a.m. 2 hours later, I was doing this show. The reason why is because she loved it so much. And I got the term therapy in doing this program from my mother. So I'm not surprised in any way, shape, or form if you saw me balling or going to school as a St. Cecilia Beacon and playing football, or a Detroit Southwestern running cross country 4 years of playing basketball in Ann Arbor, playing with the Fab Five in the league. Wherever you saw me, at some point, if you know me, you met my mother and or you met my grandmother. And since I lost both of them, my angels, over the last couple of years, it's a reminder for your call, Jamal, that J&J did have a show at St. Andrews. My mother was at the show. Everybody knows how much I love lobster and popcorn. I just looked at an article recently that somebody sent me that was written about my biological father, Jimmy Walker. And even though I never met him, in that article, they talked about his two favorite foods, popcorn and lobster.
Really?
I sent it to you. Check it out.
That's wild.
And my mother loved lobster also. So it's not an accident that Jalen and Jacoby doing the show at St. Andrews. We're not going to just have regular pizza.
Seafood pizza.
We had seafood pizza. And Jamal didn't want to try it. My mother encouraged Jamal to try it while they were at a Jalen and Jacoby show.
And I think it's worth noting that Jamal is a complete stranger to your mother. She's just such a kind-hearted person that she just wants to spread love to everyone in her circumference.
I miss you, Ma. Rest in peace, Jeannie Cassandra Rose. Jamal, see you this Sunday at the Jalen and Jacoby show. You absolutely getting tickets.
If you are not in Detroit and you can't join us, you can still help the Jalen Rose Leadership Academy by going to jrladetroit.com. We will be back tomorrow with another pod to step to. Why is that, Jalen Anthony?
We're not done. We're not done. Like the Blastmaster KRS-One once told the TR-808D Nice, we are not done.